professor is here, as he is every time this week of the week. It is Alan Sachs, everybody. Former professor of political science, University of Texas Arlington. I've had him on the program so long, he's gone from being a professor to a partially retired professor to a guy who's just enjoying his retirement. Professor, good to have you back.
Thank you so much. I'm wearing right now two face masks, and I'm spraying everywhere, so I'm prepared.
Two face masks. Good. Are you hermetically sealed?
I'm hermetically sealed with two face masks. Waiting for Bernie Sanders to deliver a close to $4 trillion package after this $1.7 trillion is done with this week.
Well, is it 1.2? Is it 1.7? What is this infrastructure deal that we've got here? Nobody's quite sure.
1.7 trillion, and nobody is sure what is in it. By the way, the one issue that people have not really talked about very much is a possibility of fraud and waste. Whenever you throw around this kind of money, there's bound to be a lot of waste and a lot of fraud. That happened under the Great Society of Lyndon Johnson, when they threw around just some billions, nothing like today. And they found out at the end a lot of fraud, a lot of misapplication of funds, and some of the money wasn't even spent on what it was supposed to be. And this could be very well a second case.
Yeah. All right. So you've got the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, which is 1% actually went to COVID patients. Less than 10% went to results of what happened from the pandemic, and the rest, 90% plus, spent over 10 years on who knows what was in the American Rescue Plan. Now you've got this infrastructure package. Now they've got a $3.5 trillion. Human infrastructure package they want passed, as if I'm reading this correct. They want a $6 trillion budget, too. Go ahead.
And you can imagine what it is. This is Bernie Sanders' bill.
Right. So you've got 1.9. We'll just call it 1.1 to make it easy. So we're at $3 trillion.
And then 3.7 trillion.
And there's 6.7. And then they have a $6 trillion federal budget. There's $12.7 trillion to spend in a single year.
That's nothing.
So let me ask you. The Democrats are counting on Texas, your state of Texas, of turning blue, and yet the more I see out of Texas, the more it seems that people are rejecting the response to the pandemic. People rejecting this massive spending. There's 1,000 people or more right now lined up under a bridge waiting to storm into the United States. Last month, it was 188,000, which means 2.5 million people at this pace. 2.5 million people coming to this country illegally.
And many more to come.
We can't permit this to go on. It has to stop. 2.5 million.
It is outrageous. I agree with you. It's outrageous. But this Democratic administration is roaring, and they're going to get as much done as they can before the elections. And that's what they want done.
Well, here's the problem they have. You've seen places like in your backyard, McAllen, Texas, that rejected Democrat mayors in a place that it's been run by Democrats for decades. If there's a bellwether, you can look at Texas saying, enough. We're not doing this. We're not going to allow this anymore. You've got the governor there who's going to be in a war with the DOJ here shortly over whether or not he can build a wall and apprehend people. But clearly, he can, right? He can, under a public health emergency, he can defend Texas from people coming in. Because here's the other part of this, Professor. All of these people coming in that are testing positive, the Border Patrol and people are talking about it all over the place, positive illegals with COVID being put on planes, trains, and automobiles, sitting at Whataburger in Texas, sneezing and coughing all over the place, but being sent all over the country. And then the administration saying we need to lock things down. It is insanity defined.
It does hurt you when you know there's some sick people at the border that should be turned away. But if you look at history, a lot of people have talked about the southern border in Texas as being the new Ellis Island. People don't even know what Ellis Island was. I've actually been there years ago. Ellis Island, when people came in from Europe to Ellis Island, they were also, some of them were sick, and about a third of them or so were turned away. They had an eye disease. I don't know what the name of it was. It was an eye disease that was also very contagious, and they turned people away.
They turned lots of people away, and they put them on a ship back to Europe. They turned lots of people away from Ellis Island.
That's right.
They did complete medical checks, and they had to figure out who was there and why.
That's right. You're right. There are hospitals now at Ellis Island that you can see. They did, I think, sort of put it back into a museum sort of a style. But you can see some were treated there, but the vast majority were sent back home. They had this terrible eye disease. And so if you look at Ellis Island, which a lot of people are trying to compare the southern border to, many, many people were turned away.
Yeah. So to compare Ellis Island, which people obviously, as you point out quite clearly, they have no idea what it is, how it functioned, who came through there, or why. But we had control over immigration in this country. Right now we have no control by design. And this administration is spending $2 billion to not finish the wall, to not fill in the gaps, to not fill in the gaps that are 100 feet wide, not to finish the wall in so many places, which is absolutely unforgivable. There's no excuse for that. And I think the American people know it. And I think that the reckoning that's coming in 2022 is going to be considerable. The question, Professor, is, will be completely bankrupt by the time we get there?
We very well may be. Today, I think the stock market futures are actually up 155 points about an hour ago. I don't know what they'll be at the end of the day. And I think what the stock market is banking on is that they like all this money being thrown around. But eventually, there's going to be a day of reckoning, and that's a day I don't want to see, and then it could hit the market very, very badly. But where are our representatives? By the way, this bill we're talking about, $1,700,000,000,000 or so, the one that Senator Schumer loves so much,
that's
going to be taken up today, and they're going to vote on it today, I believe. Where are our representatives talking about it? They didn't read this bill.
They're not my representative. It's 2,700 pages. By comparison, if you go back and look at the New Deal, the New Deal was 22 pages. Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal was 22 pages.
That's right. They didn't read this bill. And there's so much in it is what is called pork, and it's still in there. And so there's a lot of junk in there. And they didn't read it. That's the crazy thing about it.
Yeah.
And that's the way Charles Schumer wants it.
Yeah. Chuck Schumer, but it doesn't make sense to me because if they bankrupt the country, the pitchforks will come out for them first. So I don't understand it. But, Professor, I got to leave it there. Alan Sachs, always appreciate it. Political science professor at the University of Texas Arlington for decades and the longest contributor to this program. Sir, thank you for being here.
One more mask will do it.
One more mask. Mask up. What is it, the Mass Crusade or something like that? Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, financial advisor and managing director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government, our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.